Yeah. Y'all didn't have too much in the way of had cane bottom chairs?
No, we didn't. It was richer people had them, but we didn't. We was always poor. Never had any.
Cane bottom chairs?
No.
What kind of chairs did y'all make?
Well, we had some that the bottoms was made out of hickory bark. Spring of the year, the hickory bark, you know, slip off the tree just smooth and,
yes,
and weave it back and forth. They made awful good solid bottom. They'd cross them, you know, and run them, weave them through each other.
I'll be.
And I remember after I was up pretty good size, my mother put new bottom in a couple of chairs. That's the only ones I ever did see do it, but I've seen a lot of those old, they'd smooth that bark off before they weave it in there. It'd just get as slick and shiny, just sort of red looking, and made an awful good chair bottom.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything, those things like this that folks could?
No, we didn't. We never had that.
What do you call this?
It's a couch, I guess. It'll make you into a bed.
It will?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a mattress on the inside of it, so you can unfold it and make it into a bed.
Do y'all ever have to make a kind of a bed on the floor for folks?
Oh, yeah. I say so. Yeah. Back in those days, people would go visiting, you know, and some of them would go for several miles and visit and stay sometime for a week or so at a time. Why, it wouldn't be nothing new for six or eight kids in one pallet on the floor. They call them pallets, and throw blankets, some quilts or something down on there. Usually always had a lot of quilts, and throw a quilt down on the floor and piles half a dozen kids on one pallet and another pallet, or somewhere else with somebody bigger on.
Yeah. What about a piece of furniture, a piece of something in your bedroom that had drawers in it and maybe you put clothes in?
Well, we didn't have any thing like that, what they call a dresser.
Where'd y'all put your clothes?
Hung it up on the wall. We hardly ever had a closet even at any of the houses, old houses we lived in. Of course, later on, after I got married, we always had all kinds of fancy furniture then. When I was a kid, when we were moving from old houses to old houses, this place, others, but I don't believe we ever did live in one that ever had a closet in it.